It's 2:30 Easter's evil Easter's morning now.
We stayed up all night waiting for Jesus to come back because we heard that was going to happen. We read it from a reliable source, and that source is the Weekly World News. They said it was going to happen, and we're still kind of waiting for Jesus to show up, to come up and kind of save our souls, give us forgiveness, and give us brightly colored eggs.
He shows up to talk to all the most honest kids, honest and earnest. And
we are all these things. We drank a lot of coffee, and we were good all year, and we're waiting for Jesus to climb down our chimney into Doug's basement.
And you're listening to...
That's our theme song. Now, it's Easter. I have good memories of Easter waiting around with the family watching a great movie starring the great actor Charlton Heston. And that is a movie. It's based on the greatest book ever written. It's about a group of oppressed people. Those oppressed people are, of course, the post-radioactive apocalypse mutants. That book is I Am Legend by Richard Matheson, and that song, that movie is The Omega Man.
It's a beautiful, beautiful tale of albinos.
My God, it's almost dark. They'll be waking up soon.
just no place like
Yes, there is indeed no place like home. What you just heard was the demo version of Egg by Mr. Bungle. Unfortunately, not from their release, the Rampaging Wrath of the Easter Bunny, but it was from the other one.
The other one. The best release Mr. Bungle has ever put out. It's better than California. A lot better than California. That is a very Easter-appropriate song, as is this next song you will hear. This is a song by Belgium's longest-running punk band, The Dirty Scums. This is a song that we can all relate to. It's about political corruption in the early 80s in Belgium by the premier of Belgium from sometime in the late 70s to sometime in the 90s. His name is Wilfried Martens. This song is Martens, You Son of a Bitch.
They teach him the poison that you want, but there's really a problem. You bloody jerk, because you're living anyone. I wish you a family out. I don't need your fucking life. I don't need your friends much. I don't need your fucking advice.
I don't need your fucking advice.
Monsters,
son of it.
Monsters,
son of it.
Monsters,
son of it.
Monsters,
son of it.
Steal everyone's boys, kill any rich. Monsters, monsters, you're a son of a bitch. Put all the employees put in the army, just like Hitler dead back in Friday. I don't need your fucking lies.
I don't need your fucking lies.
I don't need your fucking voice.
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 You say you're serious, you are saying, oh, but I feel away from you. You're a big slug mom. I don't need your fight lies.
I don't need your commitment.
I don't need your fight support.
I don't need your commitment.
I don't need your fight advice.
I don't need your commitment.
What you just heard was a Dirty Kiss.
That was not Dirty Kiss. That was White Zombie doing a cover of the Kiss song God of Thunder, which Gene Simmons promptly sued the young Rob Zombie over that whole album they put out. They did an EP called God of Thunder, and Rob Zombie's probably gonna sue us for putting his song, because now he's busy like making a bunch of money making movies with like Leonard Skinner in it. Because he's a bastard.
He's got to buy those crazy cars somehow.
Yeah, he's got to buy some monsters cars because he's an asshole. Anyway, this next song you're about to hear is Neon Hunk off of their album Abracadabra.
Which is very Easter appropriate because much like Easter eggs, they wear crazy kind of costumes and make funny noises.
They make the noises that are created by people with 2-inch mouths.
Who in the hell do you think you are? I'm Queen of Punk, and you better know who you really are. Going nowhere real fast. Hey, punks, get off the grass. Like you just blow my mind. You're all just one of a kind. Going nowhere real fast. Going nowhere real fast. You heard me, punk. Get off.
Something was done by Edith Macy. She was the Egg Lady. That was a song called Hey Punks, Get Off the Grass. She recorded songs and she hates people with 2-inch mouths.
Like eggs.
Yeah, that's scary. That part of course, Pink Flamingos, which you should go to your local Blockbuster and or Family Video to rent. It's a good movie.
The kids will love it. Make sure the kids see it.
John Waters' mustache is beautiful. I someday hope to have a mustache as glorious as John Waters.
It would look really great right over your 2-inch mouth.
Hey, that's slander, man. I do not have a 2-inch mouth. Listeners of Radio Dysentery, my mouth is not 2 inches.
2 inches of pain.
This next song, this is a song you're going to listen to.
It's tough as hell. It's by a guy named John Fazer, Temp Sound Solutions or something like that. He wears 2 power gloves, plays a guitar over video game music.
He might kill you.
He might. This one is the town music from Faxanadu, which is a stupid name because it means family Xanadu, sort of. It's a roundabout thing. You don't need to know. It's a geek thing.
Was that video game based on the Swiss Family Robinson?
You bet it was.
Do they ride ostriches?
They ride ostriches. They punch elves. You can scam money from Uncle Louie.
Uncle Tits.
When you wake up in the morning,
hang tight for the latest in video game cover acts.
Everybody in this motherfucking room, please, despite all the
Wilderness. 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 He said, wilderness. 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 He said, the wilderness. Out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness, out of the wilderness. Carve, he said, this nation, carve 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 this nation, out carve this nation, out carve this nation, out carve this nation, out nation, out Bible, he said, the Bible, carved, he said, and the Bible, carved this out machine, he said, machine, and the Bible, submachine, submachine gun, the Bible, and the submachine gun, carved this nation, brass knuckles, the submachine gun, and the Bible, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun, carbines, shotguns, axe handles, pistols, bayonets, knives, brass knuckles, and the submachine gun. America, he said, America on a gun built was built, was built, was built on a gun. America was built, the gun was built, built, built on a gun, gun, gun. It's good to see all of you there toting guns, he said. America was built on a gun. The gun and the Bible carved this nation out of the wilderness. Mayor Dukes, if you want our guns, come out and get them.
Delmer and Wilgus sat by the slag heap, drinking and shooting the pistol at the little pools of fire winking at them in the darkness.
Bam! Bam! Bam!
Your bullet can't see red. You are the eyes, the mind, and the will of every bullet you fire. Reason enough to take great care. And reason enough to remember again that liquor always comes later, after the guns are cleaned and racked. That's the time to relax with a drink. The only time.
This is the wild side life, ain't it, Wilgus? Wilgus just grinned and opened him another beer. Let's go over the car listener radio while he's here.
That was Negaviland. That was the weekly fucking up Negative Land's name because I can't pronounce it. I have a condition. Also, Jesus apparently has a condition because he didn't show up. And we've been patient little Christian boys so far, but it's getting really late, and Jesus is, he's not showing up.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to call this one in. He's forsaken us.
Yeah, my God, why have you forsaken us, Jesus?
We're going back to the old.
He didn't bring us Cadbury cream eggs or chocolate mousse.
He didn't lay any mousses.
He did not lay any mousses. He didn't turn anybody into the pillar of salt. And this is all stuff that we stayed up really, really late waiting to see. We want to touch Jesus' wound.
Legend of the Hidden Temple. With your guide, Kirk Fogg. And here he is now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Hello, team. Thank you, Olmec. Welcome to the Hidden Temple. Really, it's Olmec's temple. And the rooms are filled with lost treasures that are protected by mysterious Mayan temple guards.
Accident in the studio. Kirk Fogg came through with his microphone holster and gave prizes to several children.
Kirk Fogg is not Jesus. Kirk Fogg's, right now I think Kirk Fogg is better than Jesus because Kirk Fogg showed up and Jesus didn't. That's why we are converting to Olmec worship. We now praise Olmec, the head from Legends of the Hidden Temple. He will ask us questions about Abraham Lincoln, and that's more than Jesus has done for us tonight. So take that, Jesus, up the Olmec.
And with that in mind, let's rock.
Praise Olmec. I think that's it for our show this week. So far, we've lost all faith in Christianity and not any faith in Keith Fogg, though. We love him, and we worship Olmec.
Come back next week or whenever, or we'll punch you in your 2-inch mouth.
This is John.
And this is the Undying Worm signing off.
Radio.
Dysentery.
Radio.
Dysentery.
Radio.
Dysentery.
Dysentery.
Dysentery.